Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Grr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
If we're to look at previous incidents where the judge says, we do not believe there was actual abuse that took place here, or one scintilla of truth, which I love that line, because there had been other times where she had made these claims and they kept coming back going, yeah, I don't... There's nothing here that proves this. Making an incident out of something. So it does make me wonder a little bit, and this is in no way to deflect if there was some sort of abuse or dismissal of abuse, but people do make shit up. And I'm wondering, wondering how often some of these claims in the past of abuse and such were Ashley pushing the envelope with him as much as she could to almost... to get him to try and do something that then she could go, look, see what he did to me, but he never actually did it. And and so those attempts never worked out. Going to court and the custody hearing, she didn't like that very much. They did. Here's what we're learning now, though, from at least allegations from his cousin, I believe, who spoke, with Court TV the other day. They were talking about... what was going on in those last moments. Doug, from what we understand, was actually under the impression that they were getting back together. Doug just didn't show up at the house. He was there helping her move things into this U-Haul under the impression that they were going to go to Massachusetts together to go live. And this was, they were working in tandem. It wasn't, I'm helping her move her stuff out. On the same point, on that same day, she's talking to her attorney saying, no, I'm not. I don't want to do this. Let's get a plan for me to go to a hotel, and then I'll move my stuff Monday. Unbeknownst to Doug, likely until that very afternoon when all of this, went down, and Mom's away at the park at the same time.
That's a weird setup. We're going to see the other side of that conversation. Yeah. Whatever she was telling Doug leading into that evening.
And why would you? Why would you be saying these things and getting him to come there? This is what makes it all weird. Is why is he there coming to help you do these things? And he's under the impression this is what you're going to be doing. If you don't want him there and you don't trust him near you by all the allegations that you've made, so why is he there? He doesn't have to be there. He was respecting your distance. You brought him in under this pretense, and then saying that he attacked you, again, there's not a lot of evidence to it. And it shows a pattern of these stories, of these let's get together and almost set up type behavior over and over.
Right. Well, it sounds like a plot.
Yeah.
It's simple. Sounds like she was plotting it. And to go back to your earlier point, You know, it's like I've handled many, you know, orders of protection, hearings, what they call plenary hearings, where, you know, the problem with that statute, especially in every state has some version of it, and we needed it mm-hmm. because women were being abused
sure.
without any remedy forever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we obviously needed that statute in place to help protect women. You know, with that, you know, you're going to have people that use that statute as a sword mm-hmm. as opposed to a shield,
yeah.
which is not what it's supposed to be used for. And to your point, you know, where people use it to make up allegations, especially when it's relating to custody of children. That's in my experience where I would see the thing being used as a sword as opposed to a shield to protect them, you know, but instead to get one or the other out of the house in anticipation of divorce. So they then had control of the house and residential, you know, they had the residential ownership of the house during the pendency of the divorce. And typically that meant that they had the kids. So, you know, it started getting abused, which is a shame because we need these statutes to help protect, especially women
sure.
from abusive relationships. But, you know, to think that they're not used like in an abusive fashion in order to try to set up a scenario to knock down the dominoes as you're heading into a very bitter divorce is just not realistic because it happens more frequently than you'd think. And it's always that thing that it creates when you run into one of them, like say as an attorney, where you're like, wow, you know, yeah, like, because like when you have a client come in and they're like, yeah, she's making all this shit up, you're always taking it with a grain of salt, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, well, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to wait to see what the discovery is on this thing. I'm going to hear what evidence they have of the abuse that they're claiming took place. And then, you know, we'll kind of land from there because, you know, you'll get those stories from clients who are like, oh, yeah, you know, she's nuts. Like everything she's saying is a complete lie. I swear to God to you. You know, but you have no way to know. Even as an attorney, you can't know. Mm-hmm. And then when things start to bear themselves out, and sometimes it takes years, you know, years where you have a parent that's lost, you know, visitation with their kid based strictly on allegations made by the other party with really nothing else to back it up. Mm-hmm. And you know, and then you have these huge fights, and it's always such a shame. But you know, the fact, cause it's not taking into consideration who matters most in that situation, which is the children.
Sure.
Oh, that's like the thing that people just lose sight of in these bitter divorces is the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always the kids, like always have that at the forefront of your mind, your children. Mm-hmm. Just be cognizant. It's not about you. Be an adult. Mm-hmm. If your relationship's falling apart, then fine. It, you know, if you're in a position where you're trying to make sure that your spouse, who is very well off financially, dies so that you are now going to be set up very well financially after he's dead before the divorce takes place. Well, then, you know, I mean, that sure the hell looks like motive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So these are the things that she's going to have to be battling. And I fully anticipate that the state will be bringing in any type of protective order that she tried to go in and get, wherein they had a hearing, because that's all under oath. That's all on record. You know, they're going to bring it in and say, look, they heard the evidence and this is what the judge was saying. Then we don't think anything has changed, you know? So the jury's, I'm assuming, is going to get to hear all that.
Yeah.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, they're prior bad acts, you know, and, it just kind of goes to show, you know, what she does. So it's going to be interesting, though. It always is, because you never know what a jury's going to do.
Well, especially, yeah, something like this where it's a lot of, you know, she said he can't say anymore, and there isn't a lot of evidence. And
right.
how do you decipher this? How do you determine what's true? Because you certainly don't want to not believe a true victim. But like you said, right. Some people will use that shield as a sword, and that has to be called out when it happens. And this right. one looks like that could very well be the case, but that's why we got the trial. That's why we'll go through the evidence and see what
it
all
shows. Always got to wait the trial.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. at Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall. Drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.